Well, of course, we see in the first letter of John, John's characteristic way of speaking with these single words that have incredible layers of depth in them. And of course, the word in question throughout the whole of chapter 4 of John's first letter is love. And what does he mean by that? I mean, we can certainly see that John's technique is not quite the same as in St. Paul, which would be a discursive way, a description of love. Love is patient, love is kind, love is merciful, doesn't grow angry and doesn't boast. And so we see there, Paul's proclivity. We see in Jesus, too, marked by the Beatitudes in Matthew's Gospel and in Luke's Gospel, there is also a set of attitudes that's described, right? The poor in spirit, the humble-hearted, right? That's Jesus' definition of love. The meek, right? That would be the gentle-hearted, right? That's, again, part of Jesus' definition of love. Those who are seeking righteousness or holiness, right? They're seeking true justification. They're seeking their hearts to be purified so that they can be saved, and also to seek that in others. And that's part of Jesus' definition of love, right? We want to get, purified more deeply, more deeply. And of course, we also see mercy is a huge part, right? Which includes both forgiveness and compassion, which is, again, the definition of love. And finally, of course, we see both peacemaking, right? Which is, and purity of heart, which is, again, mentioned again that depth, the purity of heart of trying to go deeper and deeper into the purification of our motives, our authenticity to ourselves and to others, and then finally peacemaking. All these things are part of Jesus's definition of love. The way John talks about it and what he emphasizes is the way that Jesus gives example. So in other words, in the Synoptic Gospels, we get the beautiful Beatitudes, right? And in Paul, we get these beautiful discursive descriptions as well. And so we get an idea of what love is in our heads. John wants to emphasize Jesus' commandment to love in his Gospel. And so we notice that the commandment to love in the Gospel of John emphasizes being like the person of Jesus. Remember, love one another as I have loved you, right? Jesus, John 15:12. So now what we're looking at is not so much an idea of love or even a kind of an active description of love. What John wants us to see is the way that Jesus, the person of Jesus, actually is compassionate towards him or towards Peter or towards the woman caught in adultery, whatever it might be. Wants to see Jesus' humility with respect not only, the authorities or with respect to obedience to God, but also with respect to his own disciples. That he's very incredibly, his dealings with them are incredibly understanding, right? It's that gentle-heartedness of Jesus, right? The meekness of Jesus, that's so many examples of it. So what John wants to do is, instead of giving a definition, which, by the way, Paul has done quite nicely, and Jesus did quite nicely, and the Synoptic Gospels did quite nicely, John keeps the emphasis on looking at the person of Jesus. And if we look at that person of Jesus, eventually, this becomes the heart of all meditation and contemplation, right? Eventually, he starts seeping into us. Right? I mean, we can't be looking at him in the scriptures without him somehow getting to us, without his way sort of becoming our way. Of course, we're not the Messiah, so, you know, we have to kind of watch his example, knowing that we're not the Messiah, but, you know, there's something about what he's doing that we're supposed to do. Love one another as I have loved you. And there's something about prayer that being with him is going to rub off on us. Even if we're, you know, not necessarily meditating on the life of Jesus, but just saying Hail Marys or an Our Father, that something in that communication between God and us in prayer, something's going to rub off on us by just being with him in prayer. And so eventually, right, we begin through prayer, we begin through our desire to be like him and to walk with him, as Ignatius of Loyola would say, right, we begin, right, to get this definition that we have from St. Paul, or this wonderful, you know, series, set of attitudes that we get from the Beatitudes, it starts becoming concretized in us through friendship with Jesus. And this definition of love then becomes ever more instantiated in our hearts. The compassion becomes real because of our friendship with him in prayer, because of our meditation on him in Scripture. Our meekness becomes more real because of that. And indeed, humble-heartedness, which comes very hard for me, I assure you, right? It actually can make some progress in my life, right? Even through, you know, obviously, not even, but through prayer and through the meditation on Jesus, to be with him in prayer and to reflect on him in Scripture. Eventually, it's just going to get into us, and he's going to get into our hearts, as Fulton J. Sheen would say, cor ad cor loquitur, heart speaking to heart, in prayer, in meditation, in Scripture, and in actual deeds of love. Amen.